Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Hazo de Mayo, brought to you by The Perfect Pour.
The Perfect Pour. It's a show about things fun. The beer geeks. I am Mikey.
I'm the Nick.
And I'm Rad Stacey. That was the haziest intro.
Wow, that was really hazy. I hope everyone had a great May the 4th, and now we're having the fun on the Cinco de Mayo, drinking all the lagers, the clear glass lagers you can. So many lagers. So many lagers today.
But if you're gonna drink a lager, you should drink one that's fermented like a hazy.
Wow. Yeah. What the frick?
A refiltered lager?
Yeah.
Unfiltered it?
Osmosis lager? I don't know.
Wow, man. The future. Did somebody AI a lager and that's what came out?
Oh yeah. My god.
Asked ChatGPT to make a lager for today's generation, and then a hazy beer for today's generation, and a hazy lager came out. Hazy Mexican lager.
Wow. That's newsflash, not hazy.
Pilsner style ale.
Oh, is there a bigger lager day than today? Cinco de Mayo?
Today is the loggiest day of all.
Most loggiest day you've ever loggered.
Well, those of you who are listening to this right now, and if it's between the hours of 8 a.m. and noon, pray for me because I'm at senior day at the park in Visalia.
Oh, my God. Senior day. Wow, you're really getting up there, huh, Brad Stacey? Are you, like, being honored at senior day?
I hope so. It'll make it worth it if I'm being honored senior day.
Of course,
Rad Stacey's real age is 87.
Of course, we can't have a senior day without Rad Stacey, everyone.
thank you.
Hey, well, somebody help her up on the stage there. Could somebody help her up on the stage there? And we should have got a ramp. For a senior
well into
day.
Her centurion, just come on in.
What's up, motherfuckers?
Her fountain of youth privileges in New Belgium, so she's aging quickly these days.
That's right. I lost my. I really aging necklace.
Wonder about what retirement homes are going to be like when my generation and below it start getting in there, because there's just going to be so much cussing and video game playing. I'm assuming. Like, it's just going to be 90-year-olds, like, throwing controllers against the wall and say, motherfucker, and breaking their TVs.
That's now. I spend a lot of time in retirement homes, and I would tell you that is, the future is now.
Wow, they're already doing it. They're throwing their PlayStation 5s across the room. It's this fucking controller, man. It's the controller. It's not me.
No, it's your slow-ass motor skills, Grandpa.
Oh, by the way, I'm Mikey. That was Nick and Rad Stacey. Rad Stacey, yep. Very identifiable. Sometimes you can...
How can you tell?
Yeah.
How do you know this isn't Rad Stacey?
You're just like, oh my God, that's Rad Stacey. You're just listening. You're just like 2 seconds in. It's like, they got Rad Stacey on the show?
How can you tell?
Reveal, you can't necessarily put a face to the voice.
Oh, that's why we like to stay off the video, live video, as much as possible.
That's right. All right. So now you've moved on from your palate cleanser. Yep. What do we do?
Well, yeah, before the show, I was drinking as a tailgate beer. Bigger on the inside, a West Coast IPA from Urban Roots, donated to the show by Wazit Corvette. Fine West Coast IPA. But then I opened up a Golden Ale, the 99 Golden Ale, in the fridge as a palate cleanser because I have no crackers out here. I have no water, no soda or anything. And I usually like to have something to break, have a break in between beers. So I chose Golden Ale as a palate cleanser, not as a enjoyment beer. But
you didn't enjoy it at all.
Nope. I had zero enjoyment out of it. It was just like, all right. It's like taking medication or something. So now I just opened up Movement Brewing Company's Foggy Blowfish. The Foggy and the Blowfish. Foggy and the Blowfish. It is a Humble Sea and Movement Brewing collab, and Wazoo Corvette donated it to the show. I feel like I have to take the hit on when it's when there's a hazy one. I feel like I have to be the one to take it because neither of you want any part of it. So I'm like, all right.
Does it only want to be with you?
I'll take the hazy. Yep. Wow. Good pull, Nick. You just pulled the one Hootie and the Blowfish song.
You know, I did. Like, oh. I mean, as soon as you said that, I was like, oh.
I know one song.
Number one.
Hootie went into the country country realm. He's like a country artist now, right? Hootie?
I think it's a natural progression. You know, that is the most popular genre of music in the world is American country.
What? So, in the world?
In the world.
Global?
Yeah. Global.
They love that American country.
And that's C-U-N-T-R-Y, just so you guys know how to spell it.
All right.
Country. I don't think that's right.
Country.
I went to school.
Something tells me.
Country. Right.
Country.
Country.
C word entry? Okay. Got it.
Is Taylor Swift country anymore? Is there any is she can she be country anymore? Is it is just over? Was it just?
I think she's pop. I think she's full pop.
Country is just a platform, just for her to get, to get popular.
I think that's the direction her parents steered her in.
You got
honey. You can make us lots of money over here.
Yeah, you know, you go into the most popular genre in order to pay for the shit that you want to do. It's what breweries do all the time.
They're like, all right, we'll make some hazies. Whoa,
thanks, hazies.
All right, we'll make some hazies and some seltzers. Mm-hmm. Seltzer. Are Stacey, are seltzers dead now too? Can we like is that dipped?
So I don't follow seltzer because I don't think it's why not? Beer. So I just never wanted to really dive
you never
in, did,
you never you don't read seltzer.substack.com. You're not on that. I'm just getting all the latest seltzer news in your inbox.
I do not. But I do remember when Firestone went in with the whole deal with the slow brew, and they were like, oh, well, you know, we're never going to make a seltzer, but we may have acquired a business.
But we'll have somebody else make them and we'll take the money.
Like, I really splitting hairs here, but yeah,
we will do it. But this company that we own, they do it, and that's you know
so
that's their
many
thing.
Accounts of mine were like, you said that they would never do it. I'm like, yeah, because I'm it fucking in charge. I'm like the Fresno rep, and I decide who's gonna make seltzer. Yeah.
That's like yelling at the McDonald's clerk about McDonald's policies and stuff.
Yeah,
like bro. And so I'm just taking your order, man. I'm not, this isn't corporate office.
What do you recommend? Well, I recommend you go to Burger King. That's what I recommend. Yeah, and I'm not speaking, what I'm about to say right now is not based on any data that I've actually looked at, but from what I can see just when I go to the grocery store or any other spot is that your typical, you know, your frontline seltzers those type of beverages, you know, like the low carb, sparkling water that has vodka in it or whatever, hairspray water.
The wine coolers of this generation.
Yeah. That, the new ones that it came out, like the craft seltzers, not really doing so well, but your big brands like Truly, and White Claw like are still doing okay, but I don't think they're trending in like the, you know, the double and triple digit growth like they were seeing.
Yeah.
But I'm sure there's some data out there that somebody could look up. I just don't give a fuck about seltzers. And I feel like the more you look at them and research them, that it might help them like persist.
Like, wanna... All right. We should stop talking about
them. I don't want to feed the beast.
Stop talking about them.
What?
But I mean, it's, there's always something for the 20 somethings that just want something very easy to drink that will still get them drunk. And
sure, totally. You know, it's a great like boat, be a next boat beer,
seltzer,
I guess, or boat drink.
Boat drink. Yeah, sure. Yeah. Whenever I'm on a boat,
I'm on a boat. Just tonight, it was funny. I went to Trader Joe's and got some food for dinner, and I got a couple bottles of wine because we were running low.
$2 Chuck?
My husband, like, not $2 Chuck. I went slightly higher end. I got something that was $5.99.
Oh man.
$2.99. Yeah.
Is $2 Chuck still $2? I don't know.
No, it's like, I think it's like $3.50 Chuck. Yeah, $3.49 Chuck.
$3.50.
$3 holla. I don't know. I don't look. Well, sometimes I get it like to cook with or whatever, but
I don't look.
Yep.
I was telling my husband though, I was like, all right,
I can't look at the price.
What is this? This wine. And I was like, well, I said, open it up and taste it and tell me what you think, and then I'll tell you how much it costs, right? Like that's always the game that we play with wine.
Game. That's fun.
And I said, you know, the 18-year-old who sold it to me was like, this wine's really good. And I knew right then that I was gonna fucking hate it.
You're like, damn it!
I was like,
in my life, rest then.
Yeah, and it was super like super sweet fruit, like jammy, which I absolutely hate in wine. And I was like, damn, dude. And she was like, I get this one all the time. It's really good. And I was like, fuck. It's too late for me to put it back.
I guess I gotta get it.
But, you know,
it's not rude, Stacey.
I was like, well, this is going to be $6 wasted.
Well, you save it for Thanksgiving. You're like, I brought it. I look what I did. I did a thing. I brought stuff for you guys.
Hey, brought wine.
It's highly recommended.
I bring the bad bottle for the table, and then I hide the one that I'm drinking out of, like, behind the couch.
Yes. That's kinda, what you do with the beer, exactly with our beers. You put them way down in the ice chest where people just won't do it.
You under the table with long tablecloth so nobody sees it.
We host almost most of the holidays, and I'll hide them in a spot in the refrigerator or hide them deep in the ice chest or something, because I don't want my brother-in-law's getting in there and just be like, psh, 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 cracking open some $9 16-ounce cans. I'm like, bro.
Toilet tank.
And they're just like, that's pretty good. And then they go on about it, some story.
Your toilet refrigerator.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. It's ice in there. Yeah.
I'll bet you could hook up some sort of ice chest situation in your toilet. Reservoir?
Reservoir? Reservoiry.
If you have the bidet, you can always rinse the can off too, in case you have like that sterilizing stuff in the tank. I don't know.
My beer is blue. Why is your hand blue? Oh, I had to get a beer.
Gross. When I was in high school, I took a bunch of beer on a choir trip, and I hid it in the toilet tank of the hotel.
Wow, smart.
Wow.
I never got caught. Like, I've been in this a long time.
Yeah, those those guys don't know to check that. They're like, Stacey, she would never do something. She's a fine, upstanding young girl. She would not do that.
You really are 87, aren't you?
My dad was missing 6 cans of Keystone.
Stacy, what was it like when John F. Kennedy was shot? What was that like? What that day? Explain that.
I was told I can't talk about it.
Oh.
I was too close to the grassy knoll.
Were you an Eisenhower person?
Listen, guys, I am the babushka lady, okay?
I don't know that reference, but I'm sure it's really good.
Oh, shit.
We're too young for that.
Look up Babushka Lady if you guys don't know. You're about to know some good trivia. And now are you know who she is.
Are you in the new Indiana Jones movie where he goes back and he's like in the 60s?
You're just going to have to go watch it and find out.
All right. I'm excited now.
No spoilers here, folks.
Yeah, don't spoil it.
This is one tight podcast.
Culture. Hey, you thought we were in culture, didn't you? But we're not. We're now we're in culture.
That's
welcome.
Right.
Nick, start. Give us
extended tailgate for your pleasure.
Yeah. That's similar to what the tailgate's like, guys. If you want to be a Patreon, Golden God, join our Patreon. You'll hear electric conversations just like that.
Electric boogaloo. If you're traveling and you're interested in not a brewery, not a tap room, but a bottle shop.
You're like, no, I'm not gonna. No, honey's like, honey, no. Why don't we find one of your tap rooms to go? Let's just go to one of your tap rooms. No, I'm not doing that this time, honey. I'm going to only bottle shops. Okay, geez.
Can they carry cans at the bottle shop?
No. Oh, I guess. But it can't be a bottle shop where you can drink inside. Them. No bottle shops where I can drink the beer there. I have to only be able to buy it.
This is not the can.
It's like, why do you have to start speak so aggressively about it? That's just how I am. You married me.
Can.
I'm sorry, Nick. Can. Go ahead.
It's all right. You had to get it out. Let him get it out. Oh, it's the hazy in his hand. That's what's causing.
Yeah, I got a hazy. I'm drinking hazy. I'm starting to get aggressive. Hazy's making you aggressive.
I only want to haze with you.
It's not my fault. It's the hazy. It's a hazy talking.
It's all the protein.
I'm actually a nice, fine, young, upstanding Catholic boy, but get a hazy in my hand and woo, look out. What's it like working with Mike? Oh, it's fine until he starts digging into the hazies.
He gets mean.
Yeah.
It's the haze brain.
Everyone starts leaving once he starts. Once he starts popping those hazies, everyone starts having to go. We gotta get home. We gotta get home. We have something at home. We have to get to. What's happening, Nick? Sorry.
It's all right. Well, if you are interested in bottles and/or cans, Wine Enthusiast has the answer for you. Mm-hmm. Divided by region, they give you the best beer shops. Excuse me.
Jesus. Disgusting.
I'm like on pins and needles over here.
I'm like waiting for this. He's like, never mind.
And
where would you like to start? Where do we want to go? Pick a region of the U.S. Where would you like to go?
Fortuna.
The lakes, Great Lakes.
Oh,
Mikey's seen this article already.
I haven't. I know. I was just the Great Lakes popped in my head.
That is a topic.
This is weird. Are you guys like connected?
Dude, some
spiritual level.
You'll notice, Stacy.
Stacy, 10 years now. 10 years.
Some weird themes will pop up, and like you watch somebody. I'm going to call right now. I have not previewed the voicemails at all. There will be some sort of Great Lakes reference in the voicemails. This show had, there will some sort of little theme pops up completely organically. And it's very weird. Watch.
It's wild.
You watch.
Wild.
There'll be some sort of Great Lakes reference in the voicemails. All right, go ahead, Nick. Sorry.
Name alone would make me shop here. Beer Miscuous in Chicago, Illinois.
Nice.
Beer on the wall.
Go see a Bears game.
Another beer on the wall.
Bears beats Battlestar Galactica.
Bears beats. Identity theft is a crime.
Okay, so beer miscuous, is that what it's called?
Michael.
Michael.
It is a bottle shop. This is one of two bottle shops. In the Chicago location does a fantastic job of not
Chicago. Only two bottle shops in Chicago. That's it.
Jeez.
One in the north side, one in the south side. That's it.
That's right. And they don't talk to each other.
Nope. They hate each other with a passion, just like White Sox and Cubs. And they
Hatfields and McCoys.
Yeah.
White Sox and Cubs? Is that a better
reference? The north side there. They love the Easies up there. Don't go up there. They're a bunch of pieces of shits up there.
I just went to their website. Beer miscuous, characterized by casual and frequent enjoyment of a wide variety of craft beer.
Wide variety. That's
beer miscuity.
Mm-hmm.
I actually just made that up. But
can't ever be satisfied by one beer. You can't hold them down. They gotta play the field.
They're so happy.
Oh, they're having a great time.
Calm it down.
They are happy.
Like, settle down. You can't be this happy in here. Sorry.
Happy people holding beers.
That picture probably wasn't even taken there. You know what I mean? Like,
that's an AI couple having. They asked ChatGPT, like, show me two happy people drinking beer, and then ChatGPT is like, I can't do it. No.
I'm gonna zoom in on their
please.
Hands now.
Please give me different beer. Prompt.
So it says, borrowing from classic European cafes and casual American coffee shops, Beermiscuous offers a simple environment to just chill, read a book by the fireplace, pop your laptop open, and use our free Wi-Fi to get some work done, unwind after work with friends, draft your fantasy.
Wait, now I got to work when I'm there?
Host a knitting class, play a board game. Impress your date with a place where conversations take center stage. Yeah.
Did you know that IPA came from the fact that they had to ship a beer over to India and various other places in the world, and that's why they called it IPA?
I love telling that story at beer festivals. I find somebody to corner and I tell them that story.
You like get them in a corner. You're like, I got something important to tell you. All right, I'll catch you later. Yeah, catch me later. I got a big thing to tell you later on. You probably didn't know about beer.
I just grab him. I'm like, let me tell you about India.
Wait, hold on. I had a couple of Asies. Hold on.
Oh, God. Oh, God.
It's not actually from India, you guys.
Not from India? But, wait.
Hold on, but India's got something to do with it. Give me a second. Let me take another hit of my pipe.
Let me have some golden ale. Hold on.
I like the
India. All right, I'm right. I'm okay.
It says, better yet, create your own adventure.
Oh, yeah. Wow. Oh,
and there's a picture of the fireplace. But the fireplace is going.
So if I get a little unruly in there, I'll be like, I'm creating my own adventure.
Don't worry, guys. It says on your website this is allowed.
I can do this. Yeah. The tap room workers are the fucking website. Just lets them run wild in here. Gives them no rules.
Well, it says you don't have to commit to a full pint. You can be as promiscuous as you want.
What?
Wow.
I know.
Man, that is wild. Chicago's a wild place, guys.
Yeah, I don't know, wine enthusiasts. I feel like somebody paid you guys.
You can get their hoodie. Not wine enthusiasts.
What's the B stand for? Bitch. Is what I would say.
Is it 1 o'clock? Is it 1 o'clock already?
This is just a beer bottle shop? Oh, no.
You have to have
miscuous.
If you're gonna drink wine, you have to have one of those big rimmed hats. If you're you gotta have one of those giant rimmed hats. If you're gonna go to a winery,
the very first call out on their thing is wine enthusiast on their site.
Well,
I'm calling bullshit on this.
What other ones, Nick?
Chicago Tribune. Zagat.
The Zagat.
The Zagat.
We've got a 5-star.
I believe it's pronounced the Zagat.
All right. What other cracked out culture do you have there, Nick?
Oh, are we done with this? Okay.
No, give us some more.
I feel disappointed. Bye.
Some more bottle shops. I love bottle shops, bro.
You spent a lot of time on something you're disappointed with there.
I feel really let down. I was expecting some newfangled ideas. But no, just a bunch of bros. Wow.
More bottle shops. Let's go.
I'm sorry. You spent how long in beer and you're just now realizing it's a bro industry?
I'm ever hopeful.
Good hearted, kind people.
Da Bears.
Chicago. Go
Chicago. Chef, we're not, that's not the one Chef works at, is it? Because doesn't Chef work at a bottle shop in the Chicago area?
You think it's a Bermiscuous?
I don't know.
In the Chicago?
Hey, Chef, I love Bermiscuous, okay? Don't listen to Rod Stacy, okay? She don't know what she's talking about. I love it there. I can have the website said I can do anything I want in here.
Is it Terra Ferment in Springfield?
I can open up wine coolers all day.
Homer Simpson.
I'm bringing my bottles and James and just have a good time.
Bottles and James.
Ooh, that bottles and James knows how to make a great alcohol drink there, don't they? Them a good couple of old dudes.
I think we lost Mikey. His brain zapped. Too many triples.
Yeah. Come on, get us refocused, Nick.
Too many triples.
Nick, what was the other bottle shop that you mentioned now?
I don't care.
Somewhere else.
Boo.
Oh, well, I care. Say it. Do it.
Give us some Milwaukee bottle shop. Some Cincinnati tabs. Bottle shop. Some Cleveland bottle shop.
I can't go back. I'm now reading the most common hops in hazy IPAs.
Oh, my gosh. All right. Wait. Stacey, give me 3 guesses on the most common hops in a hazy IPA.
Simcoe.
Mm-hmm. I don't know.
That's if we're going in order from top to bottom, left to right, that is number 5.
Okay. Yeah, I don't know. Because I don't follow.
You don't follow a hazy magazine?
I don't. Is there I wouldn't surprise me if there was like a hazy beer quarterly or something.
Yeah. Hey. Haze Bros Monthly.
Look at what they haze now.
What the haze are you guys doing?
You won't believe what KFC's hazing.
You won't believe what KFC just hazed. It's gravy. They haze gravy.
They haze the gravy.
They haze the gravy.
Gross. Yeah, what thiolized info do you have
on oh. Yeah, what kind of thiolized breakdowns are we talking about?
Is it Citra?
Yes, surprisingly enough.
Okay.
Number one.
Nelson.
Is Citra.
Nelson.
The undisputed king of hazy hops.
Really?
Ooh, Nelson Savon is actually past Simcoe, huh? I'm looking it up on VinePair.
Hey. Get out of my
cheating
space.
I was like,
out of my space.
I like the pictures that they put on it.
Oh, it's an infographic. I love infographics.
Yeah, it's great.
If you want me to talk about an article on air, make it an infographic.
Yeah. You could alert us too. Like, hey guys, talk about this. Like, no way.
Well, and I would say, wouldn't you think that like Nelson would probably be used more often, but it's kind of hard to get, isn't it? A pretty expensive hop and highly sought after.
It was before.
These are counterfeit, I don't know, Nelson.
It is anymore.
Oh, shit.
We don't have, yeah, we don't have a, Matt to tell us.
There's a black Nelson, the black Nelson market.
Matt won't in the machine. Tell us any of the industry secrets anymore, so we don't know.
I like Sabro, the wacky hop.
Sabro. Hey, guys. It's like a, you know, it's like a team-up movie, like in the, you know, when you got, you're building a team to make a rocket to go kill the asteroid. You got to build a team. You're like, got to get that Simco.
Are you talking about Ben Affleck and Bruce Willis?
Yeah. Yeah. Is, what's Bruce Willis? Is he like Nelson?
And then he's like Nelson.
And then Ben Affleck's like Sabro?
Yeah. Sabro? He's the shake-up hop. He's the shake-up character.
I'm Sabro, bro.
I have no rules.
I don't know about the Sabro. I don't know about bringing on Sabro to the team.
But cashmere brings some mouthfeel.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. We gotta, yeah, we, yeah, if we're going to be in space... Article. We're going to definitely need cashmere. Yeah, everyone's in agreement on that.
Especially when you say it like that. And then cashmere works well in the early boil. But like a lot of hops on this list, it shines in the late hop whirlpool stage. Hop in, guys.
Wow. Jeez.
Mm-hmm. Hey.
Somebody. So there's some horny copywriter.
Ooh, it comes from the Washington State University hop breeding program.
Breeding, yep. Wow. Wait,
are these hops being bred against
these guys are around sex all day long.
They're being bred and then forced to hop into hazy IPAs.
I don't like it. No, you're going to do it.
No. And they're forced to consume their own proteins.
Oh, my God. Ugh. Jesus. Gross. This is perverse. Nick. Move on from your perverse segment.
Move along.
What have you done?
I'm gonna look it up.
On to the next stop of the People Movers of America.
Yeah. I rode that. That's how old I am. I mean, I know Rad Stacey's old, but I rode the People Mover.
I rode the People Movers.
I rode the gondolas there at Disneyland, too.
Oh, yeah, man.
I definitely rode the gondolas and the People Movers. Yeah.
I mean,
listen, we're of a certain era.
You're 89 years old. What was it?
I watched them being built.
you're like, that's never going to work. You guys are going to end up having to shut that shit down. Walt turns around and is like, who is that?
And then I had a hard time getting on it because it felt unnatural. This is unnatural. You can't get on this thing. It's not the way God intended.
Walt Disney turned around and is like, who is it? Is that girl Jewish? What is she doing here?
Exactly. Even worse, Disney rumors. Irish.
That one got Nick. I got Nick on that one.
Oh, man. I did not see that coming. I wish I could understand this article, but it just says California craft beer, fresh beer and the Freshtival.
What?
Fresh beer and the Freshtival.
Freshtival. No, they should.
I guess this is a fresh beer festival.
No, they should have backed out of that name. No. That's like the first thing somebody says. What will we call the Freshtival? And everyone's
that's a great idea.
Should have been like, no, let's keep thinking about names.
The Friday at 4:50 name. I got it.
Yeah, sure. Festival. Yeah.
Okay. Bye. See you Monday.
I feel like that was Idiocracy naming that festival.
Oh, yeah.
So these are a lineup of brews that are less than 7 days old.
Oh, okay. I might get interested in this Freshtival now.
The Freshtival.
Less than 7 days old, a bunch of green beers.
This is Seis de Mayo from 1 to 5 at Soma Village in Ronit Park.
Oh. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. All right.
75 breweries will be pouring their freshest beers.
Only fresh.
How are they regulating this?
Yeah. Like, is there a fresh judge?
Show us your freshness tag.
Because 75 breweries is a lot of breweries. And, you know, I'm just going to say that festivals are usually where you send the old beer just to get rid of it.
Seven days, wink.
I mean, it's got 7 days.
Stacy, that. Seven days left festival.
You meant drink.
7 days before. Left.
You meant born on dates? Oh, I'm sorry.
Oh, shit. Yeah, I didn't read the fine print.
Yeah.
I just need to write off some beer, guys.
Yeah.
Even have a festival I can send this shit to? That was always the email that went out. Like, oh, hey, are there any festivals coming up?
Any festivals I can send free beer to?
Anybody that I can help support.
Yeah, I thought I donate this beer to you guys.
How many double ciders are going to be there? Perfect.
Oh, God. That's what's making me laugh, is I want to see which breweries are there, and I'll be like, nope, they're lying to you. That's definitely older than 7 days.
Yeah. But they don't know. They don't know what 7 days is.
Holy shit. This is like really getting my goat right now. I like it. Freshable? Is that what it is?
Freshable.
Freshable, everyone.
.com if you're curious.
Get it. Get in there. Ronit Park.
Ronit Park.
Ronit.
Of
course, the picture is Pliny the Elder. That's the caption. That's
we have,
the.
We have Pliny here.
Eye candy.
Let's see. The Freshable 2023. What Hen House is going to be there, looks like. Yeah, Saturday, May 6th.
Good.
That's older than 7 days. Guaranteed.
It takes that long
to get
from Arizona to California by.
I'm trying to figure out how they're like. I'm dubious, man. I am hella dubious. I'm like, let me see the keg. Let me see the stamp.
Let me see that tag.
Guys are.
Well,
lying.
I think they're going to need to fly.
Do you knock on it gently and it tells you like how old it is? Oh, it's old.
Yeah, I
can
just.
Oh,
tell
you can thump on it and see like what the skin is like.
If it rings like a church bell, it's like, oh, that's fresh.
It's fresh.
It's 150 beers presented in perfect brewery fresh condition. Bonk. Actual results may vary.
Right.
Results.
Where's the list of breweries? Am I missing that somewhere?
Don't worry about it. Okay.
Yeah,
see the full list. Fresh.
They got gold water there, okay?
It says check back frequently because all these brewers
frequently.
Are like, hey, bro, we can't get it to you.
they're so constantly updating their website.
Is
constantly.
8 days okay? Is 9 days okay?
It's like 2 days away.
What about like 10? What about 10 days? Is 10 days okay?
Nope.
I mean, I'd be happy with 30.
Throw it in the street. 10 days old, throw it in the street.
Throw it in the street. Dump it.
Mm-hmm.
Dump it. Oh, my God. Call hazmat. Get this crap out of here.
Yep.
I wonder if they're...
Call the governor.
Call the governor.
Say, hey, you got some old beer. Hey, Gavin, we got some old beer. What do you want me to do with it, huh?
What do you want me to do? You want to wind power
it? Oh, you want me to... Oh, I want to get to it, so recycle it.
Hey, send one of those Teslas you got. We'll get it out of
here.
I'm going to reach out to my industry folks and be like, give me the real skinny. Tell me how fresh it really is.
Yeah.
Everyone's all,
it's
why are you asking me this, Red Stacy?
Industry calls it Oldsville.
So I'm going to put them on blast. That's
blast them, bro.
Fucking
liars. I got a podcast now. I got
Mikey, it's Blast and Brew.
Blast and Brew. Oh. Blast and Brew.
Blast and Bro.
Oh, Blast and Bro. Hey, what's up, Blast and Bro? Thanks. So would you like the table? All right, bro.
Oh, man. Celebration of the art of freshness. What?
That's right.
Art of freshness.
It's an art.
Wait, do I have to shower for this thing too? Yeah, I'm
fucking out. You're going to have to keep
fresh. I am not getting involved with this. more than 150 beers.
That's a lot of beers.
Tune in for Rad Stacey's report live.
Yeah. I want you to get all 150.
I do want to report live and be like, so breaking news, none of this shit is fresh.
Breaking news. I have no idea if anything's fresh anymore. I'm on beer 198.
The only thing fresh is this newscast.
The only thing fresh
is
the urinals.
Hey, you know,
the urinal cakes are the only things fresh here.
By the way, Thursday morning, you can see me on Great Day as being part of the Kopi Soteropolis 10-day forecast.
Hey, dude. What? Like, all the Dorktown Network celebrities are on 26. Joshua Teehee's on Great Day on every Friday, and now Rad Stacey's on Thursday.
Wow. It was me with
the Great Day 10-day forecast. What's going to happen on day 7 at Rad Stacey? Are we going to see some rain? Are we going to see a little wind, a little breeze? What are we going to got?
I didn't look, and I don't watch.
75 degrees. So. Are we going to see a little bit of clouds out there? We're going to be getting a little clouds. It's going to be a little chilly in the morning. It's going to be nice in the afternoon. Don't worry about wrapping up your plants.
What a fucking racket, the weather forecaster. They're never right. But yet everybody
they're
tunes
vaguely
in.
Right.
Yeah. We don't have to be responsible.
The sun may rise tomorrow and there might be some clouds.
You'll be looking at some possible clouds. You're also gonna be looking at some clear skies. At some possibilities of raining and possibility of being some great heat. Possibly there might be a tornado tomorrow, you don't know, and might be clear
skies. Somewhere.
Just always be prepared. More
have you guys ever met Kopi?
Like briefly, yes.
He was very militant about how we recorded the 10-day.
Oh yeah, I've done one of those 10 days, and he's like he makes you do like 3 different practice runs with it.
Day four. Oh
my god, Nick. I was scared. I was like, I think you might actually grab me and like tackle me if I try to leave before doing this day forecast.
Those of you that don't live in the Fresno area, Kopi is the local celebrity weatherman. And when he's out and about in area events, he makes a group do this little 10-day forecast promo.
Yeah.
Promo.
Yes. He's 75, and I'm scared of him.
He's a former Hollywood actor.
He is, yes. So this was a film festival that I was at my daughter's school last night, and they played some of his old clips from, like, the silent film days.
Yeah. A.K.A. the 70s, which you remember fondly, Rad Stacey, as being...
Yeah, he was on, like, Three's Company in the 90s. Bullshit.
Yeah,
he used to have hair. It's pretty
he
good.
Did. Oh no!
Anyway,
he does what do you mean he does now? Super.
Not as much as he used to.
Hair. He's got
sorry,
hair.
Guys.
All right.
Did you have any more culture stuff, Nick? Sorry.
Not totally after off. Kopi's hair. That's it's cultured. Yes.
Rad Stacey. Please tell us things.
Yeah, I've got something after we get past this festival bullshit. Okay, so I'm like disturbed by all that.
I bet that festival is very earnest in their freshness, and you've just been ripping it for a half an hour.
I think that the festival organizers were like, "This will get people in." And we'll deal with the fallout later.
We'll get our hands slapped later.
Yeah. But, I mean, how do you prove it? Like, the beer's all gone. How do you prove it? What are you going to do? Like,
yeah, what are you going to do? What are you going to do? Go to podcast and rip us? Good luck.
What do you want to do?
Nobody listens to craft beer podcasts anymore.
Can I get a sample of everyone's urine so I can get a good like median date of how old all the beer was?
Yeah.
So recently, BA, Brewers Association, came out with their top 50 U.S.
I like the BA once in a while.
Brewing companies for 2022. It takes them a whole like 6 months to come out with that shit. Mm-hmm. And I guess it's going to be actually published in the June edition of BA. But in the number one spot, so I'll list off the one through three first, which is Yingling, Boston Beer Company.
Yeah.
Sierra Nevada. Yep. And this is all like 6 million barrels or less. But no,
I like that
four,
you know that we like top five lists.
Running a lot of barrels out of here.
Yeah. But number four is particularly, I was actually laughing very hard earlier. It's number four is Duvel Mortgott out of Paso Robles.
What?
Uh-huh.
They're not European?
Yeah, well, no, Duval. They're from Paso Robles.
So they're So they're including Firestone, Boulevard,
correct,
and Duval itself. Uh-huh. All right.
Yeah, so it's Paso Robles, Kansas City, and Cooperstown.
Cooperstown, New York.
Brooklyn Brewing.
Yeah,
they got the Hall of Fame there. They got all Yastrzemski in there. They got the Yaz up there in the Hall of Fame. You've been up there. It's a good time. It's a good day.
Number seven still holding strong with Stone, though. I was actually surprised to see them in the top 10 for whatever reason. But my husband bought a 12-pack of their IPA the other day, so he's helping them out.
Wow. Where'd he find that at?
You know, I didn't ask him.
You're like, I'm not going to even ask.
Probably Save Mart. Like, probably Save Mart.
You saw Firestone, or you saw Stone 12-pack in the fridge. You're like, you know what? I'm not going to even ask. I'm just going to just work the other way.
Like, are you all right? Are you okay?
Yeah. Like, hey, rough week, huh? How are you doing?
It appeared at the same time that you left your like porch bomb, and I was like, this didn't come from Mikey, did it? And he's like, no, I bought that. And I was like, all right.
All right. Sure. I was going to fucking read him the riot act, but all right.
But a number 48 out of 50 is North Coast.
They made it into experience. A top 50.
Yeah.
But they made it into those numbers up.
Deschutes 11.
Deschutes.
So anyway, I look for that. I will actually post a picture of the top 50 if any of you guys are interested in all of that jazz.
Where are you gonna post that at? Would you like to share your social medias, Rad Stacy, with the
I'm at Rad Stacy on Insta, and then Stacy Beach on Facebook if you want to. And that's beach like beach at the sand. I know it's my husband's last name.
Remember the E when the Stacy. Remember the
beach.
E.
Son of a beach.
But I'll post this on the perfect pour thingamabobber there. That was the only culture diddleio that I had. I think.
We love a good top 10 list.
We good.
Yeah. And also, again, I'll be at the Firestone Walker Invitational. I was actually offered a third ticket.
Whoa. They're just flying around.
My husband's gonna go with me. Nice. I rented it before I knew he was going. So I told him, I said, well, you're just gonna have to shoehorn yourself in. It's a 65 square foot Airbnb glamping situation. Oh. So it should be fun. It's got an outdoor tub.
You can sleep on top of the
It's got one of those tubs that you sit outdoors and you look at the sunset while you're in the tub.
Yeah.
Wow. Well, you better send a picture of that. There better be a picture.
I will
of that.
Send a picture. Damn. Yeah, and I told him, I said, well, you know, I don't give two shits about any of that. Like, I would totally be like a nudist all the time if it were up to me, but like, I glow in the dark. So if you look up the hill, like north on the 101, and you see a glinting, maybe alien, that's me.
That's Red Stacy walking around. All that.
Like,
that,
I actually.
You know that hill at Madonna Inn? Like sort of bizarre. I walked around there. I just like felt like I needed to walk around there because it's like lit. Because
it's pretty cool.
There's this hill behind around the Madonna Inn that's just, they like put a big floodlight on it. It's just this natural little grass hill, but they floodlight it. So it's just like, you got to look at it. You're like, should I do something with this hill?
At night, it's like super bright.
Yeah.
That whole thing. But yeah, all the breweries going, Stone was not invited. New Belgium, not invited. I'm not saying that they should have been invited. I'm just saying. But yeah, I thought that was all interesting.
So like high school all over again. Firestone Walker Invitational
will be there.
I saw
T-Bags asked if I was excited to see him, and I said that depended on if he was pouring anything good.
Yeah, let's see what you're pouring, bro.
What?
Yeah, I'll tell you if I'm excited to see you when you're pouring some good shit. Okay.
Yeah. What's the lager situation like?
What kind of industry beers are you pouring?
And also for any of you non-alcoholic craft beer drinkers, Athletic is now offering their brews on JetBlue. And you can call non-alcoholic beers brews.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah, that's right.
Nobody passed that through me, so I'm going to say no. You can't.
I am excited to see Ood Beersel at FWIB Fest.
FWIB.
I like to call it FWIB.
So wait. FWIB. So you're talking about Friday. Are you going to be there on the Saturday?
Yeah, I'm going to be there Friday and Saturday.
Okay. I just want to make that clear to everyone. Brad Stacey, 2 days
Friday
of Paso Robles.
But I will tell you, if you have a regular ticket,
yeah,
you'll only see me on Saturday because I have a media ticket, so I get to go on Friday.
Yeah. Like, what in the world?
This is bullshit.
What in the world do you do on a shithole town like Paso Robles at 2 o'clock in the afternoon? Like, what do you do without that Firestone Walker event? Like, there's only so many wineries you can go to.
No, you go to Fish Gaucho and have fabulous food and drink tequila.
Okay. I'm trying to rip Paso Robles. Okay.
I love Paso Robles.
It's a place to go take a pee before you go to the real things on the coast.
No, that's Kettleman City.
No, Kettleman City.
No, there's a second P in.
Yeah, Kettleman City is the first. Like Paso that's Kettleman City is for people that really gotta pee. Like they.
Oh, that's for Kettleman City's for shitting.
And yeah, but then Paso Robles is like, all right,
you poo before you leave, man.
And then you go to the real places.
Such as what? San Luis Obispo?
Morro Bay, Slow,
Morro
Pismo.
Bay.
Morro Bay is Cayucas. A shit, dude.
Cayucas.
Morro Bay is a shit. I love Morro Bay.
Cayucas.
Is the real secret to California.
Rad Stacy, you're old. You should like the slow lifestyle, the low key Morro Bay Cayucas lifestyle.
So Cambria is actually my.
Oh, low-key Cambria, yeah.
Jam.
Oh, Nick spits at your Cambria.
Wow.
If I wanted sharp ass rocks, what they call sand, I'd go to Cambria.
I would have gone to Georgia.
So go slightly north.
We're going to the Georgia coastline.
Sand is softer.
Sand, rock sand. Beach. Let's go to rock.
Yay, rocks.
It's
Moonstone rocks. Beach. Woohoo, rocks.
Moonstone Beach. Sharp-ass rocks.
Yeah, you can't take your shoes off there. You're like, ow, ow, ow. It's like walking around on Legos.
If Cambria didn't have the original doghouse.
Yeah, they should call it Lego Beach. Wait, Nick, what did you say?
So Main Street Grill was the first iteration of what we know as Doghouse Grill and/or Firestone Grill in Bakersfield, San Luis. Mm-hmm. Yes. One for that, Cambria would be dead to me.
Wow.
Damn. But Robin's.
Sorry, Red Stacy. It's on a computer program. I can't stop it. It just does it. I'm not controlling it. Talk about beer and
AI is in charge. We can't stop it now.
Yep. The beer gods are in charge.
Keeps us on track.
Oh, we encourage you to be on the show, the listener of the show, 559-492-0542. That's the phone. If you, I know you like to text, but this, you can actually text that number if you want. But we know. You can call it 24/7.
Introverts unite.
Yep. You can get drunk and just call it and just be like, hey. And if, you know, if you decide like, hey, I made a mistake in calling the show, you can let us know and we might not play it, but we probably will play it.
Maybe.
And you can also email us perfectboardpodcast@gmail.com. You can email us an audio file. You can just write things to us with words using the typewriter and words. Only typewritten.
Yeah, send us something with AI.
Yeah, ask ChatGPT. Like, what would be a great email to send to the Perfect Port Podcast and see what it says. Prompt it. See,
I think it'd be awesome.
Yeah, we'll see.
Hey, can you hear me? I am driving.
I'm driving.
It's Jay.
What's up,
also
Jay?
Northern Utah.
Hop sound.
Currently listening to the most recent episode. Just heard a phone call from Scotty B.
That's Scotty B.
All happy that he found the scene for the Humble Seed sticker on the label on the can. Now, I'm just a dumb kid from Utah, but I've had quite a few cans of Humble Seed, thanks to Perfect Four listeners, and I've never had a problem finding the edge of the label for a Humble Seed can, so I'm kind of worried about you guys.
Uh-oh.
If you can't find the edge of the label on a Humble Seed can, but a dumb kid from Utah can.
It's too hard.
Does he have any kids?
Y'all got some problems. Hopefully you can figure him out, but...
Welcome to the seam.
I just been down in Salt Lake. Spent several hours down at TF. Hit up Utah's newest brewery, Chapel Brewing. They're just barely starting out. So, I'm excited to see where they go. But the interesting thing was, I was sitting there having my first beer from them, and I just kind of watching the counter, and somebody walks up, orders a beer, and all the glasses are essentially kind of, I don't want to call them mason jars, but they're kind of like, all the tops of them have like the threads for the mason jar lid, and so I'm watching the counter, I see a guy close out, get a beer, and walk out, and they throw this lid on the top, and he leaves. I was like, I don't know how they get away with this in Utah, but so I'm currently driving home. I got a beer with me, so heading home, I'm going to try that out. But, you know, I guess any brewer is going to do what they can, just do whatever they can get away with.
Yeah, Utah's going off the rails.
But, like I said, I'm worried about you guys didn't know where the edge of the Humble Seed Brewing labels were, and but I knew where they were. I didn't have a problem. But
well, it's not always what it seems.
Whoa, what happened? Hop sound.
I think he hit his 3 minutes.
Yeah, I think you're right, Nick. I think you're right. I think we might have this cleaned up here.
Shit, got cut off. But y'all got, just a quick recap, y'all got problems. I had no problem finding the exit Humble Seed label.
Oh my gosh.
I don't know what your problem is. Figure it out.
Yeah, idiots.
Check your dates.
Nah.
Have fun.
It's more fun this way.
Later.
Bye.
So can we send it? Can we send a note to Humble C to
get that?
Put a little note that just says, "Here's the seam, idiot," with a little arrow.
Idiot.
Seam.
You idiot.
What are you listening to, the Perfect Board? Idiot.
Idiot.
Like, hey, Humble C, that's kind of offensive, but okay, bro.
Yeah, thanks.
Hello, Perfect Poor. This is Psycho Bear. And I'm up here in Mammoth Lakes, California.
Oh.
Just got done with Mammoth
Lakes. You're on the eastern side.
2023 fishing season. Whoa. And I struck out. Oh,
you know,
well,
at the Blues
what
Festival,
can you do when 95% of the lakes were frozen over.
Oh,
holy
no.
crap. But I did have some great beer, and that's what we call the Perfect Pour. Had to stop at June Lake Brewing.
Oh,
a couple great beers.
Damn,
I had some
I'm jealous.
Beer called.
Been wanting to go to June Lake.
What was this beer called?
Your mama's. I love gold.
Dilly Beaver's Coffee Stout. That was some damn good coffee stout at June Lake Brewing. Perfect Pour listeners, if you get up to June Lake, Mammoth area, check out June Lake Brewing. Good stuff. Of course, the day of fishing, got skunked, but that happens. Of course, got to go to some hot springs. That was nice. And then a place in town, Distant Brewing in Mammoth Lakes. Good stuff. Had a double IPA. Can't remember the name. It was all right. And then I had a stout, imperial stout, called the Nuttiest Professor with peanut butter and cinnamon. Interesting. Not bad. Anyways, if you ever get up here in the Mammoth Lakes area, check those two places out. Distant Brewing in Mammoth Lakes, June Lake
Brewing.
Didn't
go to Mammoth Brewing?
June Lake. Anyways.
You can get that here.
Remember.
Like, I get it.
Dates.
I get it.
And Nick.
I get Mammoth 80, Brewing.
Mikey and Brad Stacy. Goodbye.
Bye.
Goodbye.
He's like, I can get Mammoth Brewing anywhere. I'm not going to go to Mammoth Brewing.
Lame.
They're like, no, bro, it's right there across the street. No, I'm not going there. I can get it at home.
This one's nice.
I'm jealous, man. I need to go on the eastern side of the Sierras. He's over there at June Lake.
Been?
It's just like right on the other side of the Sierras. But he must have went up around the Tahoe area, being from a ring guy, and then went down that way. Because I don't think the Tioga Passes might not even open until like August this year or something. And that's what we used to go over there on the Mammoth side. And it gets snowed in all year, so.
You can look up road conditions online.
All right, I'll call Caltrans and let them know what I'm doing and see what they say. And they say, no,
hey,
Mikey.
Does it sound all right?
I don't want to go down through the Bakersfield way. We got to go all the way around.
Oh, yeah. No,
I've been that way.
Gone that way.
Yeah.
Yep. Mm-hmm. It's actually a really pretty drive.
Oh, they'll make it nice, Brad Stacy.
Desolate.
I'm trying to like make it like bad.
Until you get to Lone Pine, there ain't nothing.
Yeah.
Well, I like going places where I feel like, wow, if I broke down and disappeared, that'd be it. Like,
that's the place. You found it.
Yeah, it's definitely it.
Either that or the stretch of road between 29 Palms. And the Grand Canyon, that's another good place to get lost.
Yeah, no, totally. Thanks, Wazoo, for the Crooked Lane Renewed.
I love gold.
American Lager.
Oh, yeah, you opened
I
one
love
beer.
Gold.
There's some beers getting open that we missed. You got a Crooked Lane there?
Really, really good. I enjoy it. It's just a clean old, good old American Lager.
Yeah.
American Lager.
Yeah, I could taste the 1950s in this beer.
4.8%. I can taste the cigarette butts.
Yeah. When I could go into a diner and smoke all I wanted and nobody could say shit to me.
I saw an old commercial the other day where this woman was, what was it? She was, like some, I don't remember what state she was in, but they were like going to outlaw drinking and driving finally. And she like had her baby in the passenger seat and beer. She was like, first they tell us we got to wear our seat belts, and then they say we can't drink and drive, and they just want to take all our rights away. And I'm like, holy shit.
Yeah.
Yeah. I was like out there.
I have a right to drink and drive.
Yeah.
This is my
and this
right.
Kid was just like free rolling around in like the bench seat there. Yeah. It was crazy.
Yeah.
Free ball.
Well, what was Brad Stacey? What was it like when the Model T came out? Was that like a cool, fun thing?
Man, it was so exciting because, you know, first of all, you don't have to feed it like you do the horses.
Right.
So that
oh, damn it.
Yeah,
did your dad make you get out and crank it? And,
yeah. Crank
front. Like, hey, Brad Stacey, get out and crank the Model T. You're like, okay.
Yeah.
If you don't know, it's Rad Stacey on my birth certificate.
Yep. First name Rad, no last name Stacey.
Middle name is Stacey.
I opened it. All Citra biased opinion. Hazy IPA from Flatland Brewing. Donated to the show by Wazoo Corvette. Wazoo!
Wazoobies.
And those are all the traditional voicemails. You can see I'm struggling with saying words now, so we're getting into that segment of the show.
Oh, I was going to say, too, that Henry Ford and I actually went to high school together.
Oh, yeah. Was that... Was he talking about, like, oh, I'm going to make cars and I'm going to invent the assembly line. You're like, you're full of shit.
Yeah, I should have married him.
Yeah, you should have married him real quick. You're like, we're married now. We're married. I get half of everything you're doing.
Thought he was full of shit. Mm-hmm. Boys are egg on my face.
What kind of guy was Alexander Graham Bell like? Was he like a cool guy? Or?
You know, he's written as a smart ass, and he actually was.
Turns out, yep.
Hey guys, can you hear me? Not driving.
It's gotta be.
And I was told not to say when I'm in this room, you know, like I don't need to say
no, he's
what
in
I'm
the
doing or
damn it.
You know, what room am I in?
Are you in the library?
I don't know if that gives you a clue. Sorry.
Why do you think of us when you're in the bathroom?
Me and Rick Davis did not win the Ben Como's West Coast IPA competition. Me and Rick Davis are going to remake that West Coast IPA. And we're going to take into account the efficiency that his system has. I guess we didn't see it coming. So it won't be as sweet. And we're going to go for a 7.5 instead of an 8.5 ABV. I haven't listened to the latest show, but I wanted to get this recording in. I started to listen to it today, but it's Wednesday. And just wanted to get this recording in, folks. So, yeah, it's about all I got. Just wanted to let you know that I'm a loser when that competition didn't win. But don't worry. Don't worry. There'll be other competitions. So, keep up the great work.
Don't give up.
Yeah.
Don't give up on your dreams.
Love you.
Don't give up on your dreams, Scotty B. You can still do it.
Yeah.
Keep trying. Do you think he was blaming his partner on losing there, or is he like?
There's a little deflection there.
He's like, you know, well, it was both of our things. It wasn't my thing. It was both of ours.
Exclusively.
If only I could have put Skittles in it.
I tried to put Skittles in it. He was like, no, that will never work. And I was like, all right.
Dry hopping with Skittles.
Yep.
Yeah.
Only the green ones, guys. Only the green ones.
Yep, they're the best.
Oh.
Hey, guys. I agree with you. Cyclone checking in from Iowa. Not much going on this week today. Got to mow my lawn for real for the first time tonight and enjoyed...
You're like, oh, my lawn.
Nice beer afterwards. Lawn mowing beer. Happened to be... One of the beers I sent you, Mikey, the Not Too Shabbily. It's a collab beer.
Oh.
I was telling you guys about has the thiolized
additives in there. I love the thiolized.
So pretty thiolized kicked up. Powder. It's just a single IPA. I think it was like 6.7 on the Alks, but had Nectarone hops in it, which is a personal favorite, along with some Citra.
Nectarone fan.
Really kicks up the
we're almost there, Nick.
Tropical, juicy flavors. So it's pretty interesting. I think it tasted a lot more like a double, but it's a single IPA. So excellent brewery, Dimensional, and another brewery that's in Iowa, Single Speed, put together a good beer there.
Single Speed sent us beer once.
And getting out
to
mowing that lawn for
the
first time.
It was a good day.
The other beers I sent you guys were some from Allerton. It's a cool, small, kind of a new brewer, maybe 2 years old here in Iowa, in a small town. It's an interesting brewery. I've not been able to visit over there. It's kind of out of the way, off the beaten path for me. But they brew a lot of I call them heritage ales. Maybe some of the beer styles that you probably wouldn't see normally on a beer list. I think one of them was. They have in their current tap list was a Rausch beer, something like a smoked lager or something like that. So there are just some different styles you maybe if you're not a complete beer geek, you wouldn't normally hear about. So really cool beer brewery, and hopefully you guys enjoy those beers from them. Weather's starting to pick up.
It's
been a cool week.
Tidy weather. It's coming.
Last few days, super windy here, but
finally.
Certainly better later this week, and looking forward to some actual spring weather enjoying some beer outside this weekend. Maybe
Bears.
Meat on the smoker.
Some Traeger?
This weekend. Hope you guys are having a great time out there. Keep up the great work. Check those dates and see you later, guys. Bye.
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 Peace out, clone. I'm going to break out the Traeger. Gonna bust open the Traeger. Springtime.
Yeah.
All my neighbors are gonna know I'm Traegering. They're gonna dial 911 and they're gonna see the smoke and they're gonna be like, oh wait, it's just a Traeger. And then they'll hang up. They thought it was a fire. Neighborhood was on fire, but nope, just a Traeger.
Yo, what's up, Perfect Report? True, you be here. How you homies doing? Quick thing. This Sunday, May 7th, Thousand Oaks Craft Beer Chili Car Show. I'll be pouring for 8-Way
Brewery. Craft beer, come there's down, chili, say what's there's up. Cars.
I'll be out there. That's a Sunday, May 7th in Thousand Oaks. What's and then the following weekend, May 13th, Saturday, is my beer release collaboration up with 8-1A Brewery. From 2 to 4, come out, say what's up. There'll be a live podcast with the Craft Beer Republic, with Greg, myself, Brian, and Derek of A1A Brewery. And we'll just be chit-chatting about the beer we made. So cool thing. Remember how I said it was Chocotazo's primo, white primo, Miklo. So I'll give you the gist. They gave me the thumbs up to talk about the beer. So here you go, homie.
Nice.
Chocotazo was a stout with chocolate, correct? Yeah. So then this one.
You're asking us to?
Golden ale with vanilla.
Chocolate.
And we brewed it with some oats, some two row. So it's like a golden, ale with vanilla. So, and it's going to be smooth. We already tried it.
Got
smooth,
Sabro?
It's soft.
Dude, do you got Sabro in that?
It's very vanilla.
Put some Sabro in it?
Semi-sweet, not too sweet. And I named this
put
one
Sabro
Flandastico. So this has the characteristics of flan, but in a golden style beer, homie. I wanted a golden stout, but the coffee really, really made it bitter, so we pulled back on the coffee. Oh, so man. It's phenomenal. It's in the CO2 now. We're CO2ing it.
Yeah.
And it'll be ready for May 13th. So I have Chocotazo. Now I have Flandastico. So I hope a lot of you guys come out and say what's up and come shake some hands, homie. You'll meet the wifey. The whole family will be there. There's a huge support system coming out, trying to blow this keg that same day. So there you go.
You better blow that keg.
Flandastico is my next beer with A1A Brewery, flan-based golden ale. Yeah, man, I'm super excited. So there you go. And I got a logo now, so check it out. Go to my Instagram at OGChewYourBeer_ and check out my new logo, homie. Hope to see you guys there, either on the 7th at Thousand Oaks or on the 13th at A1A Brewery. Is it Chew Your Beer? You have to watch it, homie. Peace out, eh?
Peace out.
Let all the perfect poor community come out and support Chew.
Is the chili less than 7 days old?
Yeah, it better be. I love fresh chili.
Yeah.
We big on fresh chili.
Not Wiener Schnitzel chili.
Just nuke it.
Get out there and support Chew, man. Perfect Pork community. You know how to support Chew. May 7th and May 13th. Chew's just busy now. Like, he's just made himself. He's got this side project job. Like, he has his weekends. He doesn't have weekends anymore. He's got to, like, do beer events.
Every weekend he's got something. That's funny.
Every weekend he's got a beer event to do. It's like, Chew's just like, man, I just want to stay home and smoke stuff. But nope, you gotta get out there and do the fucking walk, Chew. Get all the beer events out there.
Hey guys, this is BA Cyclone again.
What is beer season?
Just remembered, beer I said something last week about not being stout season, and I definitely agree there's not really a stout season, but I was having trouble finding some stouts.
Nobody likes stouts.
Actually enjoyed one.
That's what I heard.
What?
That's what
I heard. I heard that.
Highly enjoyable.
That's what the kids are talking about. Millennials.
The kids these days.
Pies. Millennials.
Fantastic. Big stout. But I was researching in the app for you, Nick, trying to find some stouts in my area, and actually just missed out on one. It's a beer at a brewery, at a taproom only beer down in Des Moines. I can pick it up for you. I'm just wondering if you're interested. It's actually an oyster stout.
Yes.
Based on the conversation that you guys had a few weeks back.
I'm interested.
Done. For you. It says it actually does contain shellfish. It says, funky and fun, this stout combines briny pink oysters, Ghana cacao nibs, and sea salt flakes. So, has a pretty decent rating, 3.89 in the app. Some people really like it, some people not so much.
Yeah.
Just
get them in there.
Like funky, but yeah. If you're interested in that, Nick, let me know. I can try and get it. The caveat is it's going to come in a 32-ounce crowler because it's a taproom-only beer.
Holy.
Yeah.
But yeah, that's what we like. I'll try and get that for you. If you think you're interested in trying something like that, maybe share it amongst you guys if you want to try and
sharing.
Oyster stout. be happy to try and grab that for you.
No, they're not worthy.
Nick and I will try together.
All right. Catch you later, guys. Bye.
Bye.
There it is.
Bye.
Iowa.
32 divided by 2 is 32 halves.
that's good math. That's right. That's what it is.
That's right.
Yeah.
Bring it.
I think everyone wants that oyster stout, Brian. So let's go.
Down.
Everyone's down. I mean, I don't care, but
well,
like
two-thirds of us are down.
In support of my co-host, I'll say, yeah, man, I'm down.
Yeah, man.
Yeah, man, I'm totally down with that. Shh, nobody talk.
Doubt season.
Just talking up for the right sound bumper.
Yeah,
shh,
that.
Nobody talk.
Yeah, we knew it.
No, I know, but like, like, don't talk right now. Because I'm like...
But like, we didn't know that.
Because I'll edit it out. And then if I don't, then if you guys talk, then I won't know to edit it out. I'll think like, oh, that's part of the show. And then we'll get edited out.
Going to sleep.
No, Rad Stacy, stay awake, Rad Stacy.
She's got her blankie.
I do have my blankie.
She called me up and left me a voicemail, but she didn't leave a name.
Thanks, everyone, for calling into the show and giving us the content and all the things. And there's never been an episode where I was, like, falling asleep during the last 20 minutes of the show. So, Rad Stacy, you should not do that.
I actually am doing pretty good. I think Nick is struggling a bit.
I'm fine.
He's got the glasses on. They have the fake eyes. Yeah.
He's like, no, his eyes are open, Rad Stacy. He just hasn't blinked for a long time. Like, blink, Nick. Nick, blink. Blink. Rad underscore Stacy on Untapped. Is that correct?
Yes, I did not check in some of my beers. Uh-oh. But I recall
highlights. Give us your top beer of the week.
Had some Silva Paso Pale, which actually I hadn't had that one in a while, but in Paso Robles. Well, I peed there and I got a Paso Pale.
Yeah, that's where you pee at Silva Brewing, you're like, you know what a good spot to pee in Paso? Silva Brewing.
10 out of 10 would.
Do they have a good restroom at Silva Brewing?
So I actually did not go to Silva Brewing. It was actually at a restaurant that had them on draft. So, okay. Yeah, I was looking for brunch, and I stumbled into this brunch place. And
Paso Robles knows what brunch is.
They do.
I didn't think they were educated enough to know what brunch was. Sorry.
It was pretty good.
Oh, okay.
I had spicy crab cake, something or other with poached eggs on top. It's good. And a Silva Pale.
All right. Now that's
while I was over there too, I also had a Pivo Pils because I feel like when in Rome, you know.
Yeah, why not?
I like Pivo.
Industry.
I like Pivo quite a lot. The industry.
It's a
industry
nice
pills.
It's a nice beer.
It is.
Industry.
Yeah. Good one. Other than that, I kind of went a little deep with the hard liquor, so there's really nothing else to report.
You save that for the perfect liquors. You save that for the perfect liquors show.
Right.
You can imagine what that show is like.
I'll talk more about it next show, but I have about 35 bottles of cellared crazy beers that some of them I got for you, Nick, because you actually said looking out for some 30th anniversary Sierra Nevada. Boop, boop,
boop, boop. Don't spoil the surprise.
Yeah. A bunch of crazy shit that I was able to raid and bring home. So I'll line them all up and do like a little video montage so everyone can see because there's a lot of crazy shit in there. Including some Libertine, Tyler Clark era.
Some
Libertine.
Tyler Libertine.
Yeah, some pre Libertine something or other. I don't know what we're gonna
some
call
crazy it. Ass Tyler Libertine beers. Unique, one of a kind.
Pre Exodus Libertine.
There was one that we held back in the cellar over in Pismo that says don't drink without Tyler, and I was like, we better not touch this one.
We probably should.
So we left it alone until we could get a hold of him. So
we're like, sir, we would like to drink this beer. He's like, no.
I'd be like, I don't know who that is. Yeah, so it was a good time. It was a really good time. Oh, and I joined the Friday Zoom call.
Oh, you did?
I did, and I just want to say that I'm pretty sure I was super hammered. And so
you're pretty sure?
I don't know. I joined it while I was walking back to my Airbnb, And it was like one of these things where I've got my phone in front of me. I'm like, what's up, you guys?
What's up? Yeah, what's up? That's perfect content for the Friday night Zoom.
It was great. I did not get crowned. Somebody did pass out and get crowned, but it wasn't me. Somebody else passed out.
Nah, wait, can you reveal? Are you protecting them or you just can't remember who it was?
I can't remember who.
No, all right. We'll protect them. That's fine.
I can reveal them.
No, don't reveal them.
Should we protect them?
That's for the Friday night Zoom people to know. And right.
I think that's right. That's good.
See, Friday nights, listeners of the show get together on Zoom and just like drink beer and like hang out. And
it was a good time.
Click the link in the show notes for the Lager Line, you should be able to. If you don't see the information to get in the Zoom, you can request it and say, "Hey, I'm gonna get in the Zoom. Give me the details." So every Friday night, you can hang out with listeners of the show.
Yeah, and you never know some
Rad Stacy
knucklehead host might be on it.
Knucklehead
Rad Stacy will be a joint. I mean, I've been on enough of those Friday night Zooms to know like. You love it when somebody is like logging in and you don't know who, like it's unexpected. You're like, everyone's just like hanging out and being mellow. It's like, blah, 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 blah. And then somebody's logging in. You're like, oh shit, who is this? What's happening? And then it's like, Rad Stacy.
I think it showed up as like my daughter's Zoom though. So it said like Annabelle was joining, which was kind of funny.
Like, oh,
I was
like, boy, this is
let me change the name.
probably right. Nick, did you drink anything interesting this week? The Nick 80 on Untappd.
Well, yes and no.
Explain. Please explain.
This weekend was last weekend was a very busy weekend for me.
You had the Volkswagen Spring Fling.
Yes, we did.
I feel like you didn't talk about that last week, and you should have.
Well, guess what? It's over now, so fuck you.
Doesn't matter.
Wow.
Wow, geez, he's so severe.
I am still tired from this show. I think I had 10 hours of sleep in the last, in the 4 days over the weekend. And I still have not caught up from this. I had Blue Moon of all things.
What Saturday the night. Hell? All right.
You didn't
well,
have to like say. I mean, you could have kept that a secret.
You're suspended for the rest of the show.
Situational Blue Moon.
I said I really need a beer right now, and he said I got you. And so he goes into the pizza joint and gets me a half pitcher. He's all, here, I got you something. I was like, okay, I'll drink it. Like, is this Blue Moon? He's like, oh, yeah. I thought you'd like that.
You're like, damn it.
You were hoping
all
it was
all right,
like
I'll let
hazy.
It go
like,
because hey, it was.
Is this? Tired. Please tell me it's a hazy.
It
please
was somebody hazy. Else, and I'll let it go. But
God,
yeah,
so
I. Sweet. But I did drink a half a pitcher of Blue Moon on the sidewalk.
What's that like?
Of the mountain bikes.
Ooh, I've been there. Outside. They have a good lunch buffet.
They do. Oof,
your
they
sweat was
do.
Real sticky after that, I bet. Oh, the Blue Moon sweats are the worst.
Suntan lotion and sweat. Yeah, nothing smells finer in the good. Evening.
I once had to have a situational Blue Moon at a casino in Las Vegas. And it wasn't a great time for me. It wasn't one of my better moments in my life.
The situation was not improved.
No.
Honey, I bet the house and I lost.
I bet the house. It was the Blue Moon, honey. Babe, I didn't. It was the Blue Moon. Now we're going to lose our house. Oh. But it was the Blue Moon.
I put it all on red.
I went all on red. 500
on 11.
500 on 23.
Awful.
That was my whole life savings. And
working with lots of Coors distributors, trust me, I have drank many a gallon of Blue Moon in situations.
They were like, oh, you like craft beer? Check out our Blue Moon.
It's always Moon. Going to things that were like sponsored by Blue Moon, you know? Like,
sponsored by Blue Moon.
like, we got you into the Santa Maria Rodeo for free. Now drink this.
Oh, God.
Oh, yeah. Can I pay for my ticket, please?
Hey, we got you into this rodeo for free. Now you fucking buy this Blue Moon. Again, they did get me into that rodeo for free. I saw me some pretty solid calf roping. Yeah, I better make a whole display of this shit. I'm in deep now. I'm in it now. I'm in the industry now.
You gotta make friends.
Yep. I'm like, oh man. Blue Moon, then I got those free rodeo tickets. I'm in deep. Like, well, Stacy, what's going on? This. You look really stressed. I'm in deep, man. I'm in deep into the industry. I accepted some rodeo tickets. I got some free rodeo tickets, man. Now I owe the industry for the rest of my life.
Now I owe the industry five more fucking stovepipes of Blue Moon.
Oh, man. Now I got to build a display for them somewhere at some Save Mart.
Yeah.
No, it's like one of those things where they try to figure out if you're cool or not. It's like, are you cool?
Are you cool?
Are you going to drink some of it? I'm cool.
Are you going to make us a Blue Moon display, Red Stacy? Oh yeah, I'll do that in display of Blue Moon right on. I'll get right on it.
Right.
And they'd be like, you guys are going to come to my New Belgium promo, right? And they're like, oh, yeah, sure.
Yeah. We'll get done.
We'll see you there.
Sucker.
Ay, ay, ay.
Yeah, what a dark industry beer is.
What a dark, yeah, it's the hustle you have to play, man.
The hustle, man. You got to do it.
I don't miss it. Much.
Was there anything else, Lennon, Katie?
Well, as always, a post-show celebratory beer.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, you got to have more beer on a Wednesday night at 1 o'clock in the morning. You're like, you know what? I need to keep drinking.
We start working on the show Thursday evening. We work on it Friday, all day Saturday.
Yep, 3 days.
Sunday, we start at 5 a.m.
3 days straight.
And I start at 5 a.m. on Sunday. I don't get home till 7:30 at night.
Yeah.
And so I look forward to an end of show beer. I usually make it a Parabola. I did not have one on hand.
Parabola. This time. You just have a case of Parabola post-work beer.
Post-show Parabola.
That's a big ass beer for being awake that long.
Yeah.
Well, you gotta knock yourself out somehow.
Shit.
Yeah, so I did not have a stout this year. I changed it up a little bit, I guess, because of where we were at. We went to Eureka Burger after the show for dinner. I made the wife take me out for a nice dinner.
You're taking me out. I've had a hard day of drinking beer. Yeah. You're taking me out.
I had two just outstanding IPAs at Eureka Burger.
Oh, were they from 19? What do you know? What year? Did you check the keg tag? The keg collar?
I did not.
Keg collar?
I did not
care. I demand
care at that point.
To come into the walk-in.
I want to show me the keg collar. Sir, this is the Wendy's. Show me the keg collar.
Wendy's? What Wendy's do you go to has beer on tap?
Oh, you don't know.
Dude, that would be legit. I would
the Madeira Wendy's at Avenue 18 and 99.
Oh, so close.
Oh, they got some good beer there.
Good taps.
Yeah.
Drive-through taps, even.
You got to know somebody, but...
They let you drive through beers, right?
Oh, yeah. It's Madeira, man. You can do whatever the hell you want. Madeira.
Like, give me a 24-ounce...
Sure. Whatever ounces you need. They'll hook you up.
The Denny's.
Just tell me, know me.
Sanger.
Is that what got shut
Don't go to the Denny's and Sanger. That's a shithole. I mean, I know you'd love it, Rad Stacy, but no, don't
go there. I fucking love it. Only 5-star review on there is from me.
That's right.
I had the hammies in my hammy, and I loved it.
The moonies over my hammies? What?
Whatever they got there. The blue moons. The bare asses over my hammies. Or the bare asses over my asses.
That is a different Steakhouse.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
That's the one I go to, but whatever.
The Tube Steakhouse.
It's Rich. Is that Richards downtown? Is that what they do? I don't know.
Yeah, they play flutes there.
There's a guy that plays the flute there. we're running long. I apologize, everyone. It's my fault.
How's your battery?
it's not great. It might last. Yeah, remember last week where I had to finish the show by myself? It's your guys' fault. It's your guys' fault. My battery runs dead before the show ends. It's your guys' fault.
We were trying to figure out what was going on because your face was like frozen.
Oh no!
On the screen, we were like,
"Was it an unflattering frozen picture of me?" That can't be.
I'll never tell.
No, it couldn't have been.
But Nick was shaking his head yes, but I am not saying anything.
No,
Nick, we've made it the next year's advertisement for the Perfect Boy.
Damn it, advertisement! This is remember when podcasts were a thing. Remember when craft beer was something? Well, yeah, we've got a podcast for you. It's called the Perfect Pour.
Look at this guy. He looks trustworthy.
Look at him. It's straight from 2013. The best show you've ever seen. Guess what? Fresno, I mean,
what?
I know that Out of the Barrel has had some Pure Project. You know what that's weird about Out of the Barrel? I'm talking about our little beer bar in our neighborhood, Out of the Barrel. There's two breweries that I love that they get, but they get weird beers from them. Great Notion out of Portland and Pure Project out of San Diego. They will get some of those beers, but they'll get like the Great Notion. They'll get all the fucking fruit beers from Great Notion. Then we'll get like the hazy beer. They'll send all the weird shit from Great Notion. And then the Pure Project, they'll send all the weird shit from them. So I'm like, oh, well, I guess I'll buy this because it's Great Notion. Well, the market has Pure Project now, and they get all their regular standard Pure Project beers. So, that's
amazing.
Yeah, Nick. I don't know if you went to the market this week, but you didn't see that they got...
Reference my story where I was in Madeira for 4 days.
Yeah. You didn't get to the market this week.
Friday night shopping.
I wonder if Out of the Barrel is suffering from like the whole deal that Russian River has where they're just like, well, you have to buy a whole bunch of this to be on the list for this.
Oh,
that's possible.
You know, and then somehow the market like bypassed that bullshit.
Yeah, right.
I'm not playing
that game. Give me the good shit.
Give me the good stuff. Yeah.
So yeah, the market has Pure Project now, which I'm very excited about. One of those beers I had was Rain, and that's the Pilsner. It's a Pilsner because I was like, well, I'm industry, so I'll buy a Pilsner.
No,
because good pills.
Yeah, because I got the checker at the market. The market was like,
bills pay the bills.
I had to show my Perfect Pour ID so I could buy it because he's like, oh, sorry, only industry can buy
industry pills only.
And he's like, I'm sorry.
How did you get this? This was in a locked case.
Sir, I have a craft beer podcast and a blog. He's like, he thought about it for about a few seconds. He's like, all right. So he gave it to me. That's really the only notable beer I had. That's it. Just follow me on Untappd if you want to see all the other ones. Well, sorry, what, Stacey?
I said that when they say you have to be industry, you just go bro and like throw your hands up.
Yeah.
They're like, oh yeah, he's industry.
Yes, I'm industry.
Yep, he's industry. Yeah.
Do you see the beard? Do you see the bro vibe?
Yeah, only industry would do that.
I need to show you my Ford Ranger.
He was like, dude, my Ford Ranger's parked right there in the parking lot. You can look, you can see it right there.
805 stickers.
You can see it. He's like, yeah, I see a Ford Ranger. Well, look, that's my Ford Ranger. He's like, cheese.
Wait, can I wait for this chair to go on?
Oh, God, the phone.
We gotta interrupt the rest.
I know everyone's enjoying this music over the PA, but, what do you think? What's going on?
So, speaking of 805,
the 805's on 5. 805 on 5.
I instantly love any story Red Stacy starts with. Speaking of 805.
Speaking of 805. Red Line. Red Stacy, pick up the Red Line, please, Red Stacy. Pick up the Red Line.
So you guys know about all the fucking 805 apparel, right? Like, over on the coast.
No, there's counterfeit 805.
Nobody buys counterfeit 805. So like, oh, I got to get that 805 merch.
It's fake. How?
Well, because you can tell. Well, maybe I can tell more closely because I worked for them. But it just doesn't look quite right. Like, you see it, and you're like, that says 805 on it. But, like, it doesn't look quite right.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, instead of the hops, it's got, like, waves or,
like, way.
I don't know.
Firestone would really put hops in there instead of waves. That's not right.
But I want one of these now.
Yeah, so I was thinking about, because, listen, this tans their fucking hide. Like,
yeah.
Like,
oh, David Walker
and all of the marketing folks.
It's me, David Walker, and this is tanning my hide real big.
Yeah. Well, if you just hang out in Pismo, you'll see people wearing the knockoff 805 shit. And it comes from, like, the beach shops down there.
I love it.
The funniest thing. And so we were joking around, my friend Brian and I, when I was there. I said, dude, I should just go get, because they make, like, sweatpants. Like, I could get the whole, like, head.
Oh, all 805. Like, go into Firestone Walker. Invitational. And all.
Wear it to the Invitational. Right? It's just,
yeah.
Look at my 805 stuff, bro.
Just freaking sashay right on up to David and be like, what's up, man?
What up? I'm from Fresno. Yeah, what up?
They have actually, like, sent cease and desist to these people. Like, don't make this shit anymore. And they're just like, okay, so they take it down, and then a week later, it's, like, right back up on the shelf, like, selling it. But, yeah, it's, like, it's Prado brand.
Prado brand. Prado 805.
Are you John Cusack fan? Is that what you're telling me right now?
You're right. So, anyway, that's just my funny. When you said 805 stickers, I was like, oh shit, I forgot about my counterfeit 805.
805 swag.
But I mean, you know, it's really expensive at the brewery. Like, hey guys, hey Firestone, listen.
I know,
they're selling
why?
It for half as much, man. They're selling it for half as much.
Tell me you've made it as a brewery. Shit. Without telling me you've made it as a brewery.
Right.
Is
yeah,
when your,
I mean,
your
this is the elite beer.
Logo's being
imitation is the finest and highest form of flattery, right?
Counterfeit swag, brewery swag.
Yeah, no other brands are just 805. Like, they're not counterfeiting, like, Union Jack or
anything. No, there's no DBA.
Check out this
counterfeit.
So there's going to be guys selling t-shirts outside of the Firestone Walker Invitational and be like, no, bro, this is the same shit you'll get in there. I'm like, okay.
Yeah, probably. On their cart, just like swinging it around, like, come on, only $15. Yeah.
Will there be guys selling sausages outside of the Firestone Walker Invitational?
Yeah, the street meats.
Will there be street meats outside?
Only if it's in their shopping cart grill. It's the only way.
That's right. Oh, by the way, it's raining right now. And it's May. It's raining. It's hitting my roof. You guys don't know. My roof.
You know the
roof. My roof is getting rained on. Do you believe that shit? My roof. That is disrespectful.
Oh, I hear it. It's hitting my gazebo.
Yeah.
Well, it's not raining in Tower District.
Well, Tower District, you know, you guys do what you want.
I have the rain.
It's a drought out here.
It's a drought.
You guys are under drought conditions. Northwest Fresno, raining.
Raining.
It's very in sync. You know, it's May.
Wow. I'm going to go. Okay. Bye. Cheers to the golden gods of the perfect pour. Thank you for donating money to us every week. This is very appreciated. You can be a golden god too. Look at patreon.com/perfectpour. Look at the show notes. The show notes have all the links to the things you would need. We're on YouTube. I'm posting episodes on YouTube now. If you like to look at the YouTubes and you use the closed captions on YouTube, they kind of, yeah.
What's our accuracy?
It's about 65% accurate.
Nice. I'll take
still
it.
Fill in the blanks.
Yeah. So, you know, check that out. That's a thing. PerfectPortPod.com. That's all you need to know. But thank you, everyone, for listening to the show. We really appreciate it. Have a great week.
Thanks. Cheers, everybody.
Be safe.
Always be safe.
Have fun.
Don't be sorry.
Don't be sorry. But first...
Drink fresh Jovis beer.
Drink fresh. Only 7 days old beer.
That's right.
And before you do it, though...
Check your date.